Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is the bonus podcast episode where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. Random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our G and Divas.
Should we get straight to it?
Yes, let's do it. What responses have we got this week?
This is from Mia. Do we just have a lot of G and Divas called Mia, or is it the same Mia?
Do we?
It's the same Mia. Dear William Jordan and producer Ben, I just listened to Weekend Release, Jordan's Doppelganger, where Jordan shared his theory that the only thing that can't go into a sandwich is bread. Oh, last year, I think that was. Well, my two teenage nephews would beg to differ. Their specialité de la maison is a toast sandwich. God help us. It's literally two slices of fresh bread buttered with a slice of toasted bread also buttered in between.
I mean, fair play, I'd give that a go.
They claim it's amazing because of the crunch.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I condone this behaviour, but it does exist on the plates of these two lovable idiots. And to be honest, sounds like something cooked up by students with a hangover and an empty larder. Much love, Mia.
Toast on a butty. A toast butty. Do you know what?
Why don't you try that?
I've not had a toasty in ages. Oh, jeez.
I do like a toasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a baked bean toasty. Do you have a baked bean toasty?
No. That would be weird.
Your mum never used to make them.
No.
Be like lava piping hot. I will try that.
Give
toast
it a go.
And bread, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Carbs are carbs, carbs. Good for after the gym, maybe.
Mm, why not?
This is from Aaron, or Aaron, depending on how he says it. Hi, William Jordan and EPB. I'm writing to let you know about an incredible moment with strangers during my trip to Egypt. I was on a tour of the pyramids with a real mix of people from around the world. Our tour guide suggested we have a call and return in case the group got separated throughout the day. You can see where this is going.
Oh, my God.
I thought this was the perfect opportunity to introduce Wendy's potato peeler to the world of ancient Egypt.
The pharaohs would be proud.
Ancient Egypt would have gone on for just a little bit longer. It took a good 5 minutes to explain what the hell I was talking about and why it would be funny, but I had most of them on board, or at least agreeing to shut me up. The ultimate moment was when we were halfway into the tunnel of the Great Pyramid, when one of the older guys turned around and could see someone had overtaken me at the only gap in the tunnel. He gave a massive grin and wink and yelled out,
"Wendy!"
And the response of,
"Get away, potato peeler!"
came out of 10 other mouths and
amazing.
Echoed all around the pyramid chamber.
Amazing. I just cannot get over it. Just every week it's getting more and more. We were in ancient Egypt.
Yes.
I've always wanted to do the pyramids of Giza.
Right.
Is it the pyramids of Giza?
I think so, yeah. Yes.
Is it Howard Carter?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Well done. Oh, get you.
Remember that from school?
Yes, and Lord Carnarvon.
Yeah, you'd be proud with Howard Carter.
Would he?
Yeah. What do you see? Potato peelers. Well, weren't that what he was?
Hieroglyphic of a potato on the wall.
I bet you the Egyptians had potato peelers. They were way ahead of their time.
Yes, they probably did.
They had potato. Whilst everyone else been using a knife up until 1972 when the potato peeler was invented.
Was the potato peeler invented in 1972? No.
I bet they are, probably. But yeah, I bet they had their own potato. I bet they had electric can openers then.
Anyway, yeah. So there you go. It's penetrated the last standing ancient wonder of the world. Keep bringing the laughs. Cheers,
that
Aaron.
Aaron, you've made my...
Yes.
You've made my day there. That's fantastic.
You know what? I want to be there when it happens.
Like, you want to be in ancient Egypt?
Out of the blue. You just hear, Wendy.
I'm... Gene Devers, hear us out. If you ever see me, William, or Ben...
No, because this could really backfire.
Out in public, just get your phone out, record it, and just shout, Wendy!
No, because I'll have to then shout.
And we will have to shout, get them on your potato peeler. So if you ever see us in public, shout it at us, please.
As long as it's in an appropriate place. There are times I won't be shouting.
Oh, my God, I totally forgot to... You've just reminded me. Andy Peters came up to me on Saturday Night Takeaway.
Did he say?
And said, can you...
he get it wrong?
My friend told me to say, Wendy, can I buy you a potato peeler?
Amazing.
And then Loose Women as well. The most... Yeah. I think I mentioned this when I was on Loose Women. Most of the texts, they were like, ask Jordan anything. And most of them... This girl came up saying, why is everyone asking Wendy if they can borrow her potato peeler?
They should have asked you that on the
But yeah, even Andy Peters said to me, can I borrow your potato peeler?
He goes to my gym. I wonder if he can come up to me and say it in my gym.
Does he really?
Mm. Ben might be responsible for the Wendy potato peeler thing, because Loose Women put out a thing going, Jordan Austin on the show tomorrow, what questions do you want to ask? And Ben popped it on our story going, Gene Devers, do your work type of thing.
Did you? His little face. You're worth your weight in gold, you. You really are.
Anyway, Aaron, thank you for letting us know that we have.
That's amazing.
Penetrated the Sphinx.
If anyone's travelling to, like the North Pole or something, if you can get it as far as there.
Yeah. Start like scratching off the countries.
And if you ever, if you see William in the street in London, in his look, we've not talked about your luxury coat yet.
Your new coat.
That's got his initials on, and he's looking very prim and proper.
It was a gift, I should point out, but yeah.
Who got you that?
Long story.
Your mum?
No.
Dad?
No.
Mikey?
No.
Because we all know when...
My secret lover.
Okay.
Answers to the name of Sean. This is from Anonymous.
Dear William, got you the, who's called Sean that bought your coat?
I don't want to say... Look, I've signed an NDA. We can't talk about it.
Who's Sean? It's going to bug me. You don't know anyone called Sean.
On intimate terms.
Are you in a throuple?
No, I'm not in a throuple.
Throuple? Well, who's Sean? What? Have you left Mikey for someone?
No.
Who the hell's Sean?
I can't.
And why are you buying a tailored coat?
He's just keeping it quiet and, you know.
He's just got a new job. No?
No, not that Sean.
Sean who? Oh, Mendes. Oh, for God's sake.
I can't say.
Sean Mendes is not buying your coat.
He's just keeping me quiet.
Sean died.
Anyway, go on.
This is from Anonymous. Dear William Jordan and EPB, the letter about road rage etiquette brought to mind an experience I had a couple of years ago. Whilst driving the streets of my home city, I was cut up by a white van, which went on to flash lights at me, shout aggressive abuse, and generally be an intimidating knobhead. I was furious. I memorised the registration number of the van and the company name, and when I stopped, did a bit of Googling. Lo and behold, it turned out to be a tin pot company from about 300 miles away, and when I clicked on the images, there was a LinkedIn profile of the driver of the van. His behaviour was totally unacceptable and rude, but... something the police should be dealing with? Probably not. I took matters into my own hands. When I got home, I addressed a small jiffy bag to the individual concerned at the company's registered address and then let my dog out into the garden. When she had done her business... Well, you know what she did.
So she sent...
There was a note that then...
Read it properly.
Well, she scooped the fresh Watson into the bag and put a note in that said... a massive shit for a massive shit, and popped it in the post.
I would have said that's for cutting me up, you...
I would have been a bit more direct. I wouldn't have done the what's it bit, but I would have... I feel this act allowed me to vent my frustration at the horrible man while wasting any police time. I hope he learned his lesson. It's not nice to behave like an idiot on the road, especially when you can be located on Google in 20 seconds flat. Yours, Anonymous.
Anonymous, and a lot of people disagree with me here. I don't know if that's legal or not, but... fair play to you. I think that's absolutely fantastic.
I think the moral of the... yes, you're right. If you have got your company van or like you've had the radio station that you used to work on a car, you've got to kind of drive fairly sensibly.
There's a few people I'd like to send shit to. Two. Maybe three. Maybe one, actually. Yeah.
Any particular person?
No, we're not talking about it. Because I genuinely do love everyone. But there's a couple of people that I would quite happily send shit to.
Really?
What's your address again? Do you not think that's a good...
I wouldn't do that. I think no one deserves that. It's also not fair on the postman.
I don't disagree with that.
You don't disagree?
I mean, if someone cuts you up and apologises, but... It's just the way I am at the moment. It's just the mood I'm in.
Okay. This is from Sarah. Dear William, Jordan and PB, on one recent Saturday afternoon, I was tackling the ironing in the kitchen and I decided to spin down the back catalogue.
I love a little ironing day.
Do you?
It's Saturday afternoon, if I'm in mine, or Sunday morning.
Right.
Who even am I? What's happened? I love having a little ironing day.
Well, Sarah decided to spin down the back catalogue of our podcast and play where her finger landed. A sexted roulette, she says, if we will. It landed on the one with the vabbing dilemma, which is a classic. Mm. During the vabbing story, my 24-year-old son came in and said, "Mother, I couldn't help overhearing what you've been listening to, and I don't think it's right for you. It's too rude." He then called his sisters, twins, aged 22, and told them I was listening to things I shouldn't, as it wasn't age-appropriate. So my question is, how old is too old to listen to your podcast? Is there an upper age range? And is it okay for your children to filter your podcasts? Love you both very much. Keep up the amazing show. Yours sincerely, Sarah.
Absolutely not, Sarah. We don't care how old you are. We would say minimum age of 18.
16?
I have a 16-year-old cousin and I told her mum that she shouldn't be listening to it.
Right.
But that's because I'm quite protective of her.
Yeah.
18. 18 plus. Sarah!
I think we're beyond 12A, let's put it that
way.
Yeah,
Sarah. Like, no, there's no maximum age limit.
No, and look, also, I'd also say to your children, and this is maybe not what they want to hear, you didn't invent sex, okay? So, it's all gone on. I know we like to believe that our parents and parents' generation have never, you know, they only had sex how many times?
Four.
In your case, twice in mine. But,
one,
you know, it all goes on, so I wouldn't worry. Carry on listening. It's not a problem. Maybe get some headphones. So
yeah.
Then your children don't know. And actually, when I iron, sometimes I actually have to put it on headphones because actually the noise of the iron, I miss. If I'm listening to speech-based radio or stuff, it will...
How noisy is your iron?
It's quite, it's a whole ironing system. You know me, I've always had this ironing system since I was 18.
I'm saying when I brush my teeth, sometimes I got it.
What? Well, that's... I mean, you've got something vibrating in your mouth.
If I'm shaving, but I'm using my razor. But ironing...
Yeah, it can be quite loud. Anyway, thank you very much. We will see you for our live stream, which is on Monday the 20th of March.
Yeah.
7:30 British time on YouTube and TikTok. If you can't join us, don't worry. Not a problem. You'll hear that in a later episode.
We're going live, baby.
But it will be an edited version. So if you want to have us raw, then Monday the 20th of March, 7:30 British time, is for you. See you on the live stream.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.